A quick update now on Ray Rice and the NFL. In an interview broadcast today, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell told CBS that to the best of his knowledge, no one at the NFL had seen the full video of Ray Rice assaulting his fiance in an elevator until this week when TMZ posted it online. Goodell said that the league had only seen one video of Rice dragging his unconscious fiance from the elevator because the league was unable to see this latest one.
We were told that that was not something we would have access to. On multiple occasions, we asked for it. And multiple occasions, we were told no. I understand that there may be legal restrictions on them sharing that with us. And we've heard that from attorney generals and former attorney generals.
Initially, the NFL suspended Rice for two games after the first video appeared. But once a fuller picture of what happened in that elevator emerged, Rice's team, the Baltimore Ravens, terminated his contract and the NFL then suspended him indefinitely. Here's CBS's Nora O'Donnell asking Goodell why the first video wasn't enough.
But what changed? I mean, on the first tape, she was lying unconscious on the ground, being dragged out by her feet. Did you really need to see a videotape of Ray Rice punching her in the face to make this decision?
No, we certainly didn't. And I would tell you that what we saw in the first videotape was troubling to us in and of itself. And that's why we took the action we took.
O'Donnell asked if this means Rice will never play in the NFL again. Goodell said he wouldn't rule it out.